couple of weeks ago. The ones that a uni maths professor reckons his students would struggle with. And when I looked at them, buggered if I know how you work it all out, I would have failed miserably. Anyway, at the time, I questioned the new Queensland Rail boss about putting hurdles in front of recruits, making it harder to fix rail fail. This was Nick Easy's reply then.
That has been in place in its current form since 2011. And what it does do is look at, I suppose, the cognitive abilities of individuals that are wishing to be train drivers and measures their ability by benchmarking how they respond to trends, how they respond to patterns, how they respond to changes, and how they make decisions. Because in their role, they need to make decisions and be very aware of their environment where conditions do change and they can change quickly.
Yeah, well, despite all that, the test stood, and today the results are in. Are Queensland Rail any closer to fixing the driver shortage? The CEO is back to explain. Nick, afternoon. You had 105 candidates lined up for the psychometric test. How did they go?
Yes, good afternoon, Ben, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you again today. Of the 105 applicants, what we have is 70% of those applicants have now progressed through to the next stage. So this is a good result and another indication that we're progressing with the recruitment and increasing the supply of drivers into the organisation, which, as you know, is all about fixing the trains and moving towards restoring a reliable timetable moving forward.
All right, let's talk through some numbers here, though. 105, did they all do the exam?
No, there were a number that chose to not do the benchmarking test. So of the 105, eight of those of their own decision didn't do the testing.
Does that mean that they're out of the running?
Well, it does, because this is clearly one of the stages moving forward. So eight chose not to, 29 didn't achieve the benchmark, and 68 of those were successful. So we are in that category around 70% in terms of progressing to the next stage.
Okay, then. So we've gone from 105 down to that number of 68. What is the next stage? What are the next tests?
Well, the next stage is around the psychomotor testing, and that's, again, looking at things like situational awareness, visual coordination and attention and concentration and reaction time. So after that, they proceed to interview and medical as the next key stages in the process of the recruitment staging.
The reason I'm asking that, I'm trying to get an understanding. Out of the 68 that are left standing, how many would make it through to the end?
Look, I think the only way I can answer that is when we have progressed through the process, and I can give you a further update then. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't like to preempt or predict what that outcome is. I mean, I'm hopeful that they are all successful and they'll all proceed so that we can build them into our supply.
But, because that's the important thing, isn't it? We know we've got a shortage and we're trying to get a handle on numbers of how many could make it to the end. Will that shortage be filled?
Well, look, I think the key thing is that we're proceeding to fill the shortage, and of the number of drivers that we targeted, around the 200, we're on track to do that.
With 68?
Well, you've got to remember that we've already got 106 that we've offered positions within the organisation, and they are progressing through either schools at present or allocated schools moving forward. So
still about 25 short then, aren't we? 26 short, if my maths correct.
Well, as I said, we'll continue to give you updates on where we're at. So what I'd like to do is to make sure we can do this again with you, and we can give you an update on where we're at.
More recruitment then?
Oh, look, absolutely. I see recruitment as being an ongoing activity. I said to you, I think even before I started, and again, when I spoke to you, that one of my key priorities is recruitment and increasing both the number of drivers and guards within the organisation. So I think this is an ongoing process that we'll continue to do, and what we will do is have a rolling schedule of recruitment.
Nick, can you explain to my listeners about that recruitment process? We know there were so many caveats to it, restrictions put on it. Have they all been busted away, those roadblocks, or could you go further? The reason why I ask that is I'm thinking anyone who would have applied now already would have done so?
Well, look, there is a further natural stage. One of the recommendations of the Philip Strawn inquiry was around external recruitment. What we have done here is commence that, and this was obviously focusing on ex-QR drivers with experience, there is another stage in time that we would like to continue to pursue, which is a more an open process to other people within the marketplace. So that is something we're still working through and working on. And again, happy to give you some more information and updates on that in due course.
Yeah, well, we are getting an update from Queensland Rail CEO Nick Easy. The psychometric testing has been done. The next stages are about to start. Nick, I guess the magic thing is this cohort, when will they be behind the controls of a train?
Well, again, the average and the duration of these recruitment programs is around 12 months. So what we've seen previously is that that's been sometimes longer than that. Mm. And we've done a number of things to, one, increase the number of drivers in our schools. We've also introduced mentors, which will assist on releasing tutors to do more on track time training. But the average period is around 12 months. So what you can see is that there'll be a pipeline of releasing train drivers into supply, and that's based on when they complete their course.
Okay, then that 12 months from after they finish all the exams, the medicals, the interviews, or 12 months from the moment they start that psychometric testing?
12 months from when they've completed all of the testing and actually start their training.
Okay, so we're not there yet, though, are we? That 12 months,
not
that
on
clock
these
hasn't
ones.
Started ticking, no.
Not on these ones, no. Okay. But, of course, we've had other programs and campaigns where people are in training today and they'll be released gradually.
All right, one final thing. I know you've been out and about. You've been getting commuter feedback. You've had feet on the ground at stations, on platforms. What have they been saying to you?
Look, I think we've only run three commuter catch-ups at this point in time, but it is clearly part of our commitment to the customer and what we want to strengthen, which is a customer-first culture. We've been to Roma Street, Fortitude Valley and South Brisbane, and we've got further catch-ups that are planned. There's been an interaction with somewhere between 750 and probably 1,000 commuters in those catch-ups. I think that's been good. We've got a lot of positive feedback, but also there are some areas around. Yes,
positive.
And I've spoken to quite a few, and okay. You might be surprised, but there's
a number of our
customers that are saying they're quite happy. But look, we don't rest in our laurels, and there are many things we can do to improve. Service frequency has come up, things like comfort on trains. But also, and the thing I'm really, really interested in is the information that our customers are looking for. You know, we're in a society where we're all wanting real-time and continuous information. And in this environment, it changes whether we have a cancellation or whether we have a delay and what causes that delay. So there are suggestions around how we provide perhaps more dynamic or more real-time information to our commuters. And I'll give you one example where it's been suggested to think about whether commuters could pre-register on a line that they're catching a train, and in doing so, whether we're in a position to text information to them around, as I said, maybe a delay or something or a change regarding a service or a platform. And I think that's a really good idea. So it's things like that
smart.
We want to take into account and see if we can over time action some of these things. So it's a genuine attempt to interact, to listen to our customers, and I'm hoping over time we start to put in place some of the things that have been recommended.
All right, mate, appreciate the update. It's something we'll be keeping an eye on, and thank you for being so open about it. There's still a bit of work to do, still a fair lot of work to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
I'll let you get back to it. Thank you, Nick.
Good on you. Thank you, Ben.
Nick Easy, the Queensland Rail CEO. Still some time to go yet, that rail fail. They've still got to get through all that testing before that 12-month training program starts. Still some short as well. 131 873, ben@4bc.com.au.